Hey, welcome back to Queen of Embers. We're back on episode 36, where we last left off. The ship was slightly tilted to the side. You had dropped anchor to ensure it didn't tip over. Hopefully that offset. The oxen have been drawn away, and the wagon's kind of slipping. It's nighttime, and you're about to ignite one of the barrels of the Ribaldaquin, not a puckle gun, as I mistakenly called it before.
Okay.
So, here's what we're going to do.
Warren grabs Agnes by the horn.
You take a torch and drop it over the first fuse. They're a medium distance to you.
Yeah, if they're at 60-something.
Yeah.
If they're more than 45 feet away. Because it's just...
Yeah.
Fellowship...
Yards.
Or perception bonus times 5. Or 9, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yards. 45. Yep.
Yeah. So it's going to be a hard test because it's nighttime. And you kind of are aiming out there in a medium distance. Along with this roll, I want you to add 1d6 fury die. Mm. If it lands on 6... Mm-hmm. Something bad happens to the Madeline. If you critically fail the test, something bad happens on top of the deck of the Madeline.
All right. So hard. Was it warfare?
Hard warfare, yes.
Okay. Well, that's going to be a 19 then.
Ooh. Yikes.
And that is an 08.
Oh, and you're shooting not at them, but near them?
And yeah, I was shooting in front of them. Yes.
Okay. Boom! You hear this explosion as it fires out this, like, this rain of flame kind of fires out and just sets this field ablaze. It's a burst radius.
Nice.
So it's a, yes. Boom! The whole field just begins burning. The ship kind of heaves with the shot as you kind of feel your feet kind of give out from underneath of you. You don't fall over, fortunately, and the whole thing seems to kind of roll back until, like, its great weight kind of causes it to slowly teeter forward and back until it falls back into place. You kind of get your spyglass out there, and you're looking toward the fire in the middle of the field.
Should be able to see them easier now.
Yeah.
That's right. And you can see them begin to quickly scatter. Very, very quickly, in fact. They kind of take back to the hills, and the sounds of the barking dogs kind of die down, as you have clearly chased away the menace of the mountain folk with their dogs that were attempting to beset themselves upon the upon the settlement of Hastings.
Theron is just staring at the Warren going.
You can only imagine what the people inside the Raven's Loft are thinking right now.
I want to yell out in folk, because I actually know folk.
Uh-huh.
Like, come back again, and you will face the wrath of Madeline, Queen of Durendal. I'll say that in folk, so I don't know if any of you have folk.
They all speak folk.
I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Boom!
Nope.
Well, nobody is going to approach. The mountain folk certainly aren't going to. And you don't imagine that anybody from the inn is going to either, because they have no idea what's happened at this point. They can only... They're kind of left to their own guesses what has happened, but... As the explosion happens, the oxen begin bucking and rearing and pulling and running in all directions. As you will need to attempt an assisted handle animal test. This test will be challenging to keep them under control. This you'll need to measure degrees of success or failure.
Okay.
For degrees of failure, you lose that many oxen.
Mm.
They're gone.
This is
so if you fail, measure degrees of failure.
Okay, so this is a hard, challenging test, you said?
Mm-hmm.
A 36% chance to succeed.
I'd have
a failure, but I'm going to re-roll.
Okay, so I'll take re-roll. As, be sure to clarify when you re-roll.
Re-roll using a fortune point.
Okay, I get a misfortune.
No
Nope, still failed.
What's your degrees of failure?
Let's see here. I rolled a 50.
Your units and your fellowship bonus.
So I rolled a 57, so that's a 7. And my fellowship bonus is a 4, so that's 11.
Suddenly the oxen begin to bolt in all directions as Hrung and Warren are trying to chase after them. They manage to corral corral the score is 10, is that right? Or 12?
20.
20. They manage to corral several, but almost a third of the oxen that had come have bolted off into the distance and are running kind of through the fields, through the grass, avoiding the fire, obviously. But they're going to be gone to the night. You're not going to be able to stop them. They're simply gone.
Kerwin's
going
to kind of wander towards the direction of the field that's on fire and get within a safe distance, but awfully close to it, and stare at it for a while.
Fire. The flames. Fire. You can see Warren's rough shape in the flames as he's standing before this low bonfire that's burning. At first, he was looking to where the mountain folk had retreated to. Now, he was simply standing in front of the flame.
They all skedaddle? Because I'll look at Bannister.
They're gone. They're gone.
All right.
That was a good shot.
Well, glad I scared the piss out of them. Hopefully that makes them think for a night or two. And we'll be long gone. But looks like we lost a few. Better than all of them, though.
Oh, the oxen.
Right.
11. Run, please. Wolfgang sighs, but also understands it was a sacrifice worth making.
I'll look at, are we going to have enough?
We don't write them off right just yet. You know, we can look for them in the morning.
Gone. Damn oxen are probably gone. They may be wandering out in the hills. Wolfgang says he tugs at his beard.
Once the first light comes up, we'll just get out the spyglass, take a look around.
Yeah. Well,
rustle them up.
They know where their food comes from. Unless they go scaring them for others, they might come back. Who knows? They ain't coming back anytime soon, and I ain't chasing them in the night. Learned that lesson already once.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm going to say that's not write them off quite yet. I need them.
Well, what's the plan, captains?
Think we should stay with the ship.
Alright. I'll sleep up here.
I don't think that's safe, Sammy says. She's leaning more. I think we need to get down off this thing till we can assess tomorrow. Something didn't sound right. Something popped and cracked when you shot that damn thing. Something infernal rumbling inside the belly of this ship. He looks toward the hall.
All right.
It is to be expected, I suppose. Big gun like that?
Well, we could have fought him to the man, but I think this is probably the best answer.
You got the right of it.
Night will turn to day.
Well, all right.
It is not a restless night by any means, but you do manage to keep watch and watch toward the fields. The fire has burnt out. By that morning when the fogs come and the cold autumn morning kind of greets you as you awaken, a bit frigid around the fire that has been spent by the wee hours of the night. You'd have to make water and kind of assess what's happened. You see there's a big scorch mark in the middle of one of the fields. The flame did not spread, fortunately, because it rained. It's been raining for quite some time, obviously. So that's been a godsend. People begin to gather early that morning once the sun once dawn breaks in the east. And dawn comes quickly. Much quicker than the night comes. Or I should say...
As quick as the night
comes. As quick as the night comes, right.
Is there any corpses? Anyone actually got hit by the fire?
No.
Any people that show up, I'm going to let them know that I'll give them one silver shilling if they can bring an oxen in.
Offer a bounty up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Roll charm test.
Can I assist?
Take you up on that.
Same.
What way will you assist?
Two.
Either of you may, but in what way will you assist?
I will. I'm
help
a charming
find,
fellow.
I was going to say I'd help them find more people.
So yeah. From a roleplay perspective, how do you want to assist in your case, Banneker?
Well, I'll let her go first since she's already there. So, I mean, if that makes sense. Her logic is...
Yeah, so when he starts to ask people, she would go, oh, that's a good idea. Start to look for more people, because more numbers.
It'll be a standard test, but you can assist her.
Okay.
All right,
so that's going to be a 36% chance to succeed. And I did not succeed.
It's kind of a look of discomfort. I don't think I'll be chasing after no oxen. What if they stomps on me? Have you ever... No oxen around here. No animal handlers.
I'm just letting you know. Good money
there
for
is
you.
Now.
I'm not going to get killed for a shilling, but... At some point or another in the morning as you're kind of trying to assess what's happened that night, Banneker, you're the one who actually is the first one who spies them. They're a group of priests, a group of monks, walking down the road toward the night line. You can see them in the spyglass.
Boss, I think your proctor's coming.
Oh?
Yep.
Thank you.
Hey, Warren, you want to take the horses out and try and wrestle up a couple of those oxen?
I can help with that.
Anyone? You join as well?
Anyone?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm useless with churchmen and captains, I guess.
Anyone who wants to help can come along too.
I'll definitely help. I got a lasso.
Mm-hmm. Three of you saddle up and head out toward the fields to track down some of these oxen, see how many you can rustle up. Meanwhile, this group of clerics, priests, monks, whatever you may deem them, begin to approach the Madeline. At this point, Wolfgang is attending to whatever else he's doing, and so is Sammy. Sammy is seeing to the damage. They stop their work and begin to approach as the monks approach.
Good morning.
Light be upon you, one of the men says in the front.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, you too, buddy.
You too, bruh.
You too. You
back
too,
at you.
Light be upon you.
Thanks, bro.
Travelers, welcome to Hastings. It seems that you've done a great deed here in the evening. You've drove away the mountain folk and their dogs.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. I mean, yes, it was something we were willing to do both for the town and for the good of our livestock.
I don't think we've been formally introduced. I am Father Brother Proctor Roland.
Well, I'm not very formal, but name's Terwin Forrester.
He smiles. He'll shake your hand. He has the hands of a farmer, the hands of a laborer. Calloused.
As I get a good, strong grip and all that.
His face is chapped. It's tanned and cracked from working in the fields, you would guess.
Well,
not the most hygienic of men, but clearly not only a priest, but a workman.
Sorry about that, but I figure, you know, it's better that than people.
'Tis no matter. I'm certain that you, knowing that it had rained for the last few nights, you would assume the fire would not spread.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let me get a look at the rest of your lot. I see some of the others went to go chase after the oxen. We'd found one out back from the chapel.
We did, huh?
We've corralled it, at least.
Oh, that's good.
the buzzing of horse flies around here and the smell of manure is pretty strong, having this many oxen camped in one place. And, of course, the horse flies that gather, and just this whole place smells like a sty near the foot of the Madeline. But he doesn't seem to matter. He doesn't seem to care. Perhaps you don't care.
No, Terwin cares. He's not
good fertilizer.
He's not a farmer or anything like that. He goes at some point, if appropriate, he'll go to where the fire was, and he'll take some of the ash and put it on his hands, and it's somewhere on his clothing, so that he smells it instead of the manure.
I don't think we've been formally introduced. He smiles as he looks toward Alistair and Lisa. I am Roland, he introduces himself as. A friend.
Lisa's gonna assess that statement.
He's smiling, beaming widely. He seems an earnest man. Make a scrutinized test. His test is secret.
Scrutiny.
I have a 62 in scrutiny. And I rolled a 37.
Keep it.
Yeah.
Not bad.
I don't think I'm going to do anything. You're so fine. My name's Selisa.
You look very tired, he says.
Quite the night. Hard to sleep with the smell of smoke in your nose.
I can only imagine. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry the people did not tell you.
It seems that they weren't quite reticent to say anything about it. Is that normal?
People Hastings are a bit wary of people from the east.
Understandably, but when it's something that could possibly kill someone, you'd think they'd be a little bit more forthcoming, I suppose.
I feel that the complexities of the court are often lost upon the simple-minded.
Life and death doesn't seem complex in that state, but
you represent the Baroness, no?
Yes.
The people of Hastings do not trust the Baroness. He admits plainly. Smiling the entire time. That's right. Panicker and Roland are like this. We'll assume you all have returned at this point with a few red. You managed to roll a d6 fury die and add one, and that's how many oxen you managed to recover.
All right.
Awesome. Come on, man.
Big money. Big money.
Two.
So we got three.
Right. No, it was a one. So you got
the people of
Hastings, two.
The people, you happen upon this as this occurs. The people of Hastings do not trust the Baroness. He smiles, beaming. It is the plain truth.
Lovely to know that my life rests on that, but...
Why would you fear for your life? You have nothing to fear here. Mistrust does not necessarily mean one means ill intent.
Oh, yeah, if that were the case, I'd kill everyone.
Well, the mountain men, I think, would have been would have been nice to know about.
A slightly useful warning, yeah.
But as for the Baroness, I agree.
There is trouble in the east and the west.
What's the trouble in the west?
Randall Long has died.
Oh no.
Leaving his sons to squabble over the steadball.
That's why the mountain men are attacking.
He smiles. Unfortunately, I do believe the folk of the mountains do value the life of people. But I feel that they have been, there's some sort of affrontage or something, some affordance that they demand has been let to them, and now there's some petty squabble and has spilled forth into the valleys, and we have unfortunately been, we have been made a part of this cruel game of these cattle raids between the two clans.
Well, I'm glad we could help at least last night.
They have never drawn weapons on people here. They've simply been stealing the cattle. Knowing Lord Randall... sons, and knowing the minds of the folk, as mirthful as they are, he says, I feel that this is some sort of game to them. Whoever can gather enough cattle can rule this or that steading in the mountain.
So you're saying we went a bit overboard?
No, I think you're saying that this is a contest between the brothers to see who can rule. Whoever steals the most wins the crown.
Becomes
the new long.
Oh.
There's no bodies in the ashes.
That is fortunate. Loss of life is terrible.
Well, back where I'm from, if you steal a man's livestock, your life is forfeit. So,
the folk have a very different, different cultural upbringing, I suppose.
So I guess what you're getting at is it may not be the best idea to try to be going through them stead walls right now.
Are you heading to the west, he says. I was led to believe that you weren't going west.
I'm just meant for anyone.
Well,
I mean, if they're out basically war, civil war with themselves, I wouldn't want to go anywhere near that.
You know how brothers fight.
Captain,
fight or two, a bloody nose, a black eye. I do not think that Lord Randall's sons would intentionally try to kill one another. I feel that this is, to be frank, as brothers and sisters are ought to do, they are squabbling. We have heard no word of any killings in the mountains.
All right, well, that's good then.
I know the folk may be simple and have different gods, but I think that they are like us in the way that Ilorin lights our way and teaches the sanctity of life, in the same way that their pagan gods would teach them that all lives are valuable. But brothers and sisters do squabble.
Do I trust his words? He seems
honest enough. That thing's really kind of like, at this point, with your scrutinized test, which I can't tell you if it's a success or not,
right.
Also critical success or critical failure, but you're not really picking up any signs that he's trying to be evasive. In fact, he's very plain spoken.
Well, we need a few supplies so we can get on our way and get out of your hair and let you get back to your business.
Well, we'd be more than happy to host you here in Hastings. Without a doubt, you've done us a great honor.
Because also they need some timbers. It's listing a bit.
As long as Captain's okay with it.
Right, Captain's going to have that list.
This is home, yes?
Yep.
Taking accounts, Wolfgang says. Sammy and him are looking over the entirety of the night line, leaving a lot of you to diplomat.
Yeah,
or play diplomat.
Captain also knows where we're going.
So west, he says. Unless you're going to the Maw.
I don't even know what that is, so I can't tell you that. The captain of the ship, as he likes to tell us.
But
well, I wouldn't go to the Maw.
No.
The people in the Maw do not have a particular affection for the Baroness either, but their disagreements are a little more visceral.
Might I ask, what is the grievance with the Baroness here?
Here
in Hastings. I am not from her stars and skies or whatever. I'm not from her city.
Well, I suppose it's a long story, but he will kind of begin to kind of set the story up, and he goes on to explain that I knew Baron Cassander Malister from Old Lork, and I served at his side as his counsel. Over time, I was awarded these lands when Hastings was under duress by a group of anarchists and was held by a ruthless man whose name literally escapes me. What's that? Yes, right. A ruthless man who was called the Red Knight, Stanton Arkay. It was Cassander Malister who freed Hastings, along with Lyndon Genevieve the Lesser, the Baron of the Maw.
You see, that's why they wouldn't be too friendly with
Baroness right now, because that's where the Genevieve's first struck saltpeter.
There are deep grievances, suffice it to say, with the people here and the Baroness. We are caught in the middle of it, but know that we serve the one and true Baron of the Rovane Girdle, Baron Genevieve, the Lesser.
Hear, hear.
Lesser?
He's always been, because of his father's junior.
I thought it was the younger.
Oh, yeah, maybe it's
the younger, yeah, sorry.
I kind of like the lesser.
I kept thinking the lesser, but it's the younger, it's right.
Yeah, you're right.
Tomato, tomato.
How much do you like him? Your nickname's not not the most flattering.
Lord Bran the Dickless. Our brother has no penis.
His penis doesn't work.
His penis doesn't work. So Bran the Broken.
Listen,
thanks, Tyrion.
I like the champion passenger well enough.
Well,
it is not that the people of Hastings have disdain for the Baroness. They simply do not care for the courtly going-ons of Durendal, and since the passing of the Duke Dauntonthorne over 15 years ago, he goes on to explain this very complicated political relationship, and he realizes he's not getting very far, so he kind of begins to walk it back and simply says, the people of Hastings do not have any love for the Baroness.
Well, understandably, but obviously they thought there was some kind of threat. They bar in and in and tell us we're not allowed to come back while the dogs are out. And,
yes, if don't there tell are us wolves what, at your door, you do not leave the door open.
Once again, you stated that you do not think anyone's life is at stake.
But the people here think very differently.
And chose not to state.
You mistake the level of competence of some of these people. They're simple farm folk. They're not well-read. We have led them in the liturgy, the light of the learner. But they are not read.
Proctor, it's fine. We saved our chattel and...
most of them.
The... Yep. Whatever this thing is still here. So...
Well, they didn't want
no harm, no foul, as they say in the South.
So I must say, this is a... strange thing to bring from the East. Might I inquire for what purpose you intend to bear this thing upon cattle through the mountains? It seems preposterous.
Again, the captain has all the answers.
From my understanding, it's some sort of gift to some sort of person.
A gift?
Hey, the Hopper.
Don't ask me.
We should have words sometime.
I would not know what purpose such a thing would serve.
Well,
having been around the decorative.
It seems...
to ship on land. Some...
precisely!
someone will...
an absurdity!
Someone will like it, I'm sure. I don't know why. But...
I think it symbolizes the lengths that Her Grace Dupre would go to in order to see things done. As some would say, they would try to move mountains. Well, she's moving a ship on land.
Yes.
It goes to, I think, towards intentions.
How eloquent of you to represent her.
I see.
So that's just my humble. Thoughts.
Glad to know your
opinion. I'm no poet. I wouldn't be able to write any stories.
No, I understand. I do not mean to pry. I just thought it a curious oddity. I mean...
idiocy. Oddity. Yes.
Look, we in Hastings have heard about the rumblings of some fireborn prophet.
Yes.
In the East, and we have seen, and people have left Hastings for these stories to see this person who rose from the ashes.
for the prophet.
The soup-stained prophet,
soup-stained,
I think they call it.
Prophet. That's soup the name.
We're spreading that name here. Soup-stained prophet.
There was a traveler who came through. It must have been a year or so ago. He was an influencer of sort, a minor diplomat. And he was in the Raven's Loft, and he found himself here over winter. He was essentially left here during a snowstorm. So he spent some time talking to the people and told these stories about something falling from the sky over this foundry and these workers like being killed. And someone had survived and was born again from flame. His stories at first seemed absurd, but they were told in such detail and with such great color, it seemed as if perhaps he knew this prophet who arose again. When the snow is lifted, the diplomat did not head west, but instead he took people with him east. People who wanted to see this miracle.
Huh.
Suffice to say, they did not return.
I was going to ask, but he answered right there.
Well, then.
Well, Drindle is a big city. There's a lot of reasons to stay.
Yes. I suppose there is. He smiles. Well, they have left the light of the lantern. Perhaps they will find their way back here someday. And if not, then we'll stand in judgment before his throne, before he stands before the custodian.
Well, do they not have temples of Lerner? I'm more of a custodian myself.
Well, I suppose that one could say any time when one reads a book, you are standing before a temple of the Lerner.
All right.
You are bathing in his light and his glory, the knowledge that he would give.
I'll give.
Humankind.
Tear one of the little nudges.
As for chapels, no, that's very unseemly.
All right.
Stories, right? The learner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the one that puts them all in your head in the first place.
Well, stories are stories, but truth is a different matter.
Well, as you say,
I do not mean to bore you with with such things. I know this is not the reason why you came here. He changes the topic very quickly. You'll forgive me.
Debating.
We were hoping that maybe we could use some of those tenders, and I'll point out some of the timber to expand the road up there to get through, since it's been washed out.
I am certain that the people of Hastings will be willing to make trade with you. I mean, you have done a great service for them.
Yes.
It's only a matter of time until that word spreads, and word doesn't spread very quickly in Hastings, particularly when such a marvel arise at our doorstep.
I'm pretty sure the sound spread pretty loud last night, also.
I was awoken from my rest. But I am a deep sleeper, but even I was awoken from my rest.
Well, imagine being the one that fired it. I couldn't hear for a good 3 seconds, at least.
It was a glorious sound. It really was. Wish you would have been awake for the start.
In the Librum, there is a book that speaks the last cataclysm, and they speak of trumpets numbering 9 that will blare when the skies will turn red with flame, and the pale arrival will arrive upon the horizon. I am certain you certainly have inspired the fear of God into the mountain folk, without a doubt.
All right, well, I'm glad I succeeded.
Didn't the last cataclysm already happen?
I suppose too bad I didn't have any instruments then.
Well, them sure look like trumpets to me. They're sure spitting fire.
That ain't nothing like it. Terran visibly gets uncomfortable and defensive when comparing a simple weapon to the last cataclysm.
Well,
so, is there anything that I, Roland, can do for you while you stay here in Hastings?
I think it would be just make the people understand that we are going to move through, but we need assistance getting this thing moving again.
Well,
any introductions you can make, I think, would be helpful.
Mallets, nails.
I'm certain the people will make trade with you. Being Dufresne, he says very clearly.
Yes.
Oh, a message has arrived for you, by the way.
Has it?
I trust that you are the Dufresne, yes?
I'll show him my badge.
Same.
I will take that as a badge of your office, he says. Correct. Ignorant, perhaps, of what it means.
It says it on there. You can read it.
It does not say that. It's just a badge. It's a symbol.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't say Dufresne Agency. Like, it has your last name like
that. It says FBI right here.
I have papers!
You do have the writ.
Says it in Sharpie across
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, indeed.
Alright.
Might I inquire as to where this message found itself?
We could speak in private back to the chapel.
I'll see to that.
Yes. I will accompany you if you are returning then.
Certainly, I would welcome you. You all are welcome.
Alright, let's go.
Captain, do you have your list for us to help procure?
I do. I am rather fearful, though, that we have caused perhaps some irreparable damage. You see here, he shows you what's what they call it, the mast that kind of goes underneath the boat.
The bow?
Whatever that blunder is called, that kind of where everything, the spine or of everything kind of comes out. This here, he said in nautical terms, but what is split? We will need tar. We will need rope. We will need nails. I've made a list. We'll need a few days for repairs.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do what we need. Wonder if there's a greengrocer. Well, yeah, I mean, we can ask about town who would have these supplies, right?
Regardless, we'll need to stay here for a bit. Well, good that we have done. I mean, it set ourselves back a few days.
Well, can't say as I have ever repaired a boat, but I reckon I can lend you a hand at that.
Well, Sammy says, you grab a bucket full of tar, you heat it up on the fire, you fill in the cracks as best you can do. Mm-hmm. He smiles. We'll figure it out. Claps you on the back hard.
Yeah.
Will we,
to my chambers.
Yes.
He'll walk and make small talk with you as you meander about the fields.
Elisa's glancing around the whole time. Mm-hmm. Looking at every corner.
Suspicious as you are, not being surrounded by others, like you start to kind of feel a little more calm. And particularly as you get into the small chapel that he is in, there is a some comfort.
So it's not as creepy as the Abbey?
No. Yeah. Well, he says as he takes a seat behind his desk. He opens a drawer and he procures this long piece of paper. A message has come for the Dufresne, direct from Steen's Hill. It's clear he's already read the message. He places it upon the table.
Was it sealed? Like, was there a wax seal that's been broken?
It's already been opened. He opened it.
Okay.
Now that we're in private, he says, I'd like to have a conversation with you. You know, and I know, that the Baroness is intending something. And I feel that this message here is confirmation of some of the things that we have heard.
Well, may I read my letter?
Yes, since you obviously have.
We will get to that. He smiles. You're going to kill Tyrion, yes?
boss.
We ain't saying shit till we see that letter.
There's no meaning to need to.
There's no meaning. Okay. There's no need to fucking read someone else's letters.
Quite funny, we pulled the badges, but it seems you haven't. At what point did you join the Defray? I'm curious.
Every raven that passes into Hastings comes here, into our aviary. No messenger arrived. No letter was brought by postmaster or rider. It came by raven. Let me assure you, as a leal servant of the church, a believer in the Holy Father, God's rest his soul, and a servant, a humble servant of Elorum, that your secrets are safe with me.
That's fine. Let us assure you we are still kingsmen. So we need our letters so we can figure out exactly what our posts are supposed to be.
Yeah.
Whenever you ask for questions, let us first see what we're being told to do.
You see, we're the type that follows orders, and if we don't know what them orders are, then we can't necessarily say what we're going to do.
And also, if we are to trust you with our secrets, as you put it, then maybe we should know our own secrets.
Read as you wish. You pull a piece of paper.
Yeah.
It's encoded. Clearly encoded.
Lisa, for one, has secret signs,
yeah.
And for two, I'm sure she knows the
you're
codex.
You look toward Roland, and you're surprised, and an Allura Knight, well, maybe perhaps you're not surprised, the Allura Knight would understand how to descramble any sort of letter from Steed's Hill.
Dirty sense.
Is there, like, a little desk or a table over to the side that she can possibly put down and work with her codex?
You could fairly quickly, you have a decoder ring, of course.
I'm not wearing no spinner ring.
There's it's called a decoder ring, and it's on a piece of paper.
Okay.
And it's essentially kind of a spinning, like two pieces of paper that spin together and reveal certain letters.
Yeah, and that's, she said,
yeah. Drink
and
more
does it
over
more
tea.
Yeah, like a simple Turing machine kind of rot into a box.
Yeah.
So you quickly decode it, and it says, see to the secession.
Steed's Hill wants us to drink more Ovaltine, right?
Drink more Ovaltine.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I missed.
Don't drink the yellow snow.
Wait, what?
Is there anything that a symbol, a stamp, anything that proves this is obviously from my?
It's encoded as such.
Okay.
Somebody have to get a grant.
So there would be no question in her mind that this came from Steed's.
That's right. That's right. But in short, it says. Even though it's not the entire letter, it basically implies seed of the secession.
She drops the letter for a second.
Now you understand.
Well, I don't understand.
What is it you want? Why don't we just get to the point?
Yeah. Yes, Kaltarian, that monster of a stupid thing is a gift. That idiot and his crew, who were supposed to escort.
Did you tell
them? Oh, I thought.
No, but she would. When he says that, she would say. At least she would read off what it said. But and see to this session.
Kingsman. Nay.
I guess we're not Kingsman anymore.
Which one did that come from?
Steed's Hill. So.
Alexi or?
Alexi wouldn't be at Steed's Hill.
You don't know.
There's
underlying.
No signature.
Okay.
Obviously from the agency, and no one else should know our codex. She looks at Proctor for a second and then glances back over at everyone else.
We alone answer practice in many languages.
I'm quite aware. But this is obviously from the agency.
So, chain of command.
From the agency, who are King's men.
Telling us to go forward with it.
So we have to.
There are possibilities as to why they wish us to continue with this, which would be that there's obviously ramifications and things that are happening other than...
Things that are beyond us.
Right.
Do you ever feel like your chess piece is being pushed across a board?
Oh, we're definitely the pawns.
Oh, yes, every day.
We know that.
Yeah, it's what we signed up for, it's what we get paid for.
We're not quite stupid enough to believe that we're the hand that moves it.
Come on, now. You think that you're useless in this situation?
Oh, no. I'm quite useful.
Used to it. We're quite used to it.
Yeah.
Yes, sometimes his drawl, his Romanian drawl is hard to... for the ear.
It doesn't necessarily mean that a pawn can't take out more power for peace.
True.
They just more limited in the capacity to do so.
I see. Well, you should probably know this, and we are in private company. I will share some information with you may be interested in knowing. There are things afoot in your fair town of Durindal that are guiding things.
Things is such a vague word. Let's speak our truths here. You know our truth, obviously, now.
There's a group of merchants. Five true. The one, perhaps foremost of them, a man named Bruno Lehmann. Mm-hmm. Who has orchestrated things to see this come to fruition. To see that the Baroness pushes forward with this. You must understand that you are not the first people to pass back and forth between Hastings. And certainly, but you are certainly the first to pass through Hastings of such an obvious gift intended for the West. It's, were I to read this situation, it would be that the Baroness wants people to know that this is happening.
Yes, this is the gleaming torch of approach. Mm-hmm.
This is the I am so prepared, I don't have to keep this secret approach.
Why would she? Why would she? No, why would she? At this point, she has amassed enough influence and power.
She is the sun and the stars, correct?
She is.
And the moon.
I don't give two shits about celestial bodies, if I'm going to be honest. I know you do. I don't.
So yours is purely terrestrial.
I reside here, not there.
Yeah. I tell you what. You need information.
Of course.
Clearly we'll be passing back through here at some point.
One would hope.
Tell me what you learned in Kael Tirina. Maybe we can speak more about secrets. Maybe we can talk more about some of the players back in Durindal. The person that did expose, at least to show a bit of by him, Bruno Lehmann. He is part of a shadow group of merchants called the Guiding Hand.
Please.
They are orchestrators of a sort in Durindal.
Bruno
Lehmann.
Okay. I assume this guiding head, since they're merchants, merchants profit quite a bit off of war, and that's the particular push, or is it something else?
Maybe you can bring me something back from Kael Tirina when you speak further about this.
So is it?
I'm quite tired of fetch quests. I don't know about the rest of you.
I'm not ordering you to fetch anything. I'm asking you to stop being pawns and take command of your situation. You are clearly not being sent only on a protection mission. Come on. We are not fools.
No.
We are in private company, and there's a reason why I'm meeting with you like this.
Well, obviously the Baroness wants to show that not only does she send this whatever the thing is, but she also can send to us. That's two power strokes of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. You send the divine, that means you've got some power.
Of course.
So this Bruno, has he given any reasons or demands?
We can speak more when you return from Kael Tirina.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I guess we'll have to wait.
I would inquire about him, though.
Hmm?
I would inquire about him in Kael Tirian.
Yeah.
You'll find that the merchants in Durendal have far-reaching power beyond just the city walls.
We'll
interests in Cael Tyrion, interests in the West.
Money moves everything. Of course they do.
We'll see if we can figure out Bruno Lehman's terms.
Right then.
The guiding hand.
And what information would you request in return?
Use your imagination. Substantiate these rumors.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Then perhaps with the truce that you bring back, we can paint a clearer picture of things that are happening. Maybe that will give you some...
Wouldn't happen.
Empower you to make some choices. As opposed to being pushed around the board.
Sorry about losing my temper. It's send me blood.
We are all seekers of the truth, Master Tarwin.
I suppose it wouldn't hurt to spill the beans about the old prophet. I know a thing or two. Just so happens we happened to run into him a few months back.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Would that be enough to maybe interest you a bit more?
While the otherworldly concerns of prophets arisen from the wreckage of burning airships certainly is intriguing and will pay for a drink or two in a tavern, admittedly, my concerns are not with the prophet. All
right.
I will say this, though. I have no doubt that the story is real.
Which one? Which lot?
Talking about the metaphysical part of
that. What's the Blimparuni airship thing that fell down and all that? Is that what you're saying?
Well...
That it physically happened, or that what everyone claims happened afterwards?
The ship fell upon the Gelman and Zox foundry.
Yes.
Who I also suspect those two to also be members of the Guiding Hand.
Well, I can't.
You have Lehman, Geldman, and Zox.
Rightly speaking, that I wasn't present for it, but I'm just saying I clapped eyes on the old prophet there, and oh man, he's got a way with his words, and just something to set a fire in a man's blood.
Are
you know?
Familiar with the story of the southern god who's called Dimish?
I think I heard words bandied around as such at some point.
Yes.
Some number of years ago, and this is at least, I mean, when I was young, I heard the story of this young man who was a sinner, a terrible person, committing terrible crimes. He's punished and thrown into the River Karnak. And he arose anew. He had been absolved of his sin. He had arisen a new person, and he led a following, a great following, in fact. And the people worshipped him. The story of this prophet, of this accident that had borne him, at first I'd simply dismissed as something perhaps to intrigue small minds, to attract people who are malleable in mind to a cult leader. But in this case, with this fireborn prophet, I feel certain that these are not mere stories, and you were certainly not the first people to admit to see him using, for lack of a better term, sorcery.
Yeah, I seen it. He light his sword on fire, just like that. You can tell me. Tell him true.
No mere parlor trick, I'm sure. But more importantly, this prophet has a following. The 13.
Yes.
We've heard about this as far as we are here in Hastings. I mean, our people do go to Durant to make trade. As I said before, when I spoke with the diplomat who brought people back with him, he told very convincing stories. This diplomat, I later found out, was a man named Eustace Adelard.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We met that snake in the grass.
The prophet has chosen him to be his mouthpiece. Does that mean he has nefarious things in mind? Mm-hmm. As I understand it, the 13 stand up for the rights of workers, for the lowborn who are, in a sense, enslaved to the middle class. It is not the blue bloods that run Durendal, it is the burgeoning middle class. They have pushed out the lowborn. It is not surprising to find that immigrants and those who do not have names, do not carry surnames, would be so angered at the growth of middle-classmen rising. They have no names, they have no title, they have no lands.
They're also preaching revolt against the king.
Correct. Because they think the king has been the one to work them to the bone for this particular war.
Every angry person at some point or another points their finger at God or the king or whoever. But I feel that their ire is very directional.
That could be helpful.
The prophet has gathered a great number of people at his side who not only believe in him, but they believe his words, despite the fact he may conjure fire from a sword.
Yeah, a wooden one, too.
To be honest, burn up. Interesting as that is, him leading hundreds or perhaps however many people is more important. One flaming sword can kill one person at a time. Mob?
Precisely. I do not mean to diminish the miracle of which he has wielded, but it is an instrument in a greater power he has, which is the ability to influence others and to make them believe.
Yes. He never once hit anyone with that sword that we saw, but we saw a mob take out hundreds.
I've seen generals do something similar.
Well, these stories are true, and I'm certain they are.
Hey, above board.
Yes.
Did they actually kill any of the saltpetermen?
They killed a lot of the saltpetermen.
Yeah.
Did they kill
them? Well, maybe not the saltpetermen, but they killed the people in the compound.
That's right. They killed people in the compound, but not necessarily the saltpetermen.
We don't know.
You're not sure. Their workers got killed. We know that.
Well, we know there was one wizard there, at least, but I think he ran.
I think it's possible that we killed more saltpetermen than the 13.
Didn't kill any.
I did.
Yeah, didn't kill any. Well, wait. You mean after?
Yeah.
Yeah, after. Yeah.
Yeah. You killed three.
I know that there is a complex relationship between Durendal, between the bear and the baroness. That much is true. That has been bubbling up for some time, but not with swords and salt, so to speak. Now it is coming true. There's a reason why the Baroness is showing her hand. I do not believe the Baroness to be an evil woman. I just think she enjoys power.
Yes. What? Wow.
Is she the best for the girdle? Who knows? But something to consider. He smiles.
Obviously, your people don't think so.
Who?
Your people. The people of Hastings.
The people of Hastings' concerns are petty. Very petty. Their needs are taken care of regardless. Do you think that they are of a political mind? No. They simply dislike the Baroness upon the principle itself that she is born blue-blooded and they were born low.
Then you. What do you think?
That's for another conversation.
Mm. Isn't everything? Well,
as an Aloranite, we are agnostic. We are the only thing that we serve is the truth. The light of the learner.
Right then.
no less. Should you be in Kael'thirion, which I'm sure you will be, and should you be drawn to the courts, as I'm sure you shall be, perhaps you can use this information to your advantage.
Is that 10?
Very well, then.
So, we've had our conversation, but obviously we have things that we have to do to move forward with this boat.
Of course.
So, where should we go to procure purchase?
Speak to the people. They will adore you after what happened last evening.
Well, it spread that quickly.
Hastings is much smaller than what it appears.
It pretty small.
Maybe we can get our refund from the inn.
Yeah, credit. I mean, we're going to be staying here another night.
That's true.
Yeah.
There are a few funny stories, I suppose, about Hastings. Some call it Hastings because it's very quick to pass through. Some call it Hastings because word spreads very quickly. Some call it Hastings because in the summer, the hay stings your eyes. But one thing is true out of those. All three things are true in those stories. One can pass through the city in the blink of an eye, but word spreads incredibly quickly between the folk. And if you have allergies, I recommend Dwight Dwayle to treat the congestion.
That I know.
But
good one.
He kind of stands from his desk, and I will be around. However, I am remiss to say that we shall not have another meeting like this until after you return to Kael'thirion. So, once we are beyond these doors, it will be all smiles and talk of goodness, and thank you for coming to Hastings. So, if there's anything else that you wish to ask,
is there
you should pose that question now.
Is there a candle or a fireplace or anything in his...
There's several candles, yeah.
That are burning right now?
Mm-hmm.
She goes over and burns the letter. I assume that that's the last that anyone else will hear in that.
No one else under my employ knows what was in that letter. I alone tend to the aviary. I would not trust these itinerant priests with such information.
What about your brother in arms?
Rasputin Hexenstern. Serve the learner?
He does.
I am curious. You say that you serve truth.
He is a Magir of the learner.
What's that mean?
He is one of the highest ranking priests of our order.
Ah.
So
there are Elorinites.
So he is there not agnostic in his political views.
Not at all.
Maybe. I suppose that we all look to those who follow the learner and suspect the most sinister of machinations.
No. He's definitely not. As you said, you are agnostic when it comes to politics.
Correct.
He is not.
Correct.
Well, what is between him and Iloran?
Ah. So you have no words about the man.
Master Hexenstern is very learned. He is one of the most esteemed priests of our order. There are truthsayers, there are Elorinites, and there are Magirs, and he is a Magir. He's the highest of our order.
I suspect you are in the middle tier, then, yes?
Does it really matter?
No.
This is curious.
Hey! There's no shame in it. I'm not saying it's a moral failing and you don't outrank him. Come on.
It's not a judgment against your character, nor your dedication. It's just a question to understand your ranks.
The
Magir.
There's an ancient old word that means magi. Or magician.
Wizard.
You finally found your wizard, boys.
No.
You've been speaking about wizards.
Okay, there's a difference between a magician and a warlock and a wizard. And I was wrong and I called it a warlock when it should have been a magician.
I'll
but wizards, since they have wands.
I will say this about Master Rasputin. He is an outsider, yes. He is from Gothborn. Without a doubt, his name, of course, betrays that. He is very learned. He spent many years in Cahabro, and he understands the intrigues of the court. He serves, he saved the Baroness's life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. On Penumbra 3 years ago. He has earned his title. He has earned that right. He has done what many of us cannot do, which is to predict the future.
Well, I don't know how much more we could be of service to each other right at this moment, but I do know that we have things to do.
Farewell, then. Once the store closes, it is as we were before. He clears his throat and straightens his monk's robes, clasps his hands together and smiles broadly.
Elisa grinds the ashes into, like, the floor.
Oh, I certainly trust that we shall have words again before you leave, if not only for us to see you away to the west. He corrects his accent.
Of course. A farewell party it is.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful.
Very well.
Bring the mead.
He smiles, and you walk out the threshold in front of him, and we will end tonight's session. Whatever reward points, everybody. That's right. Yeah, I think we only had a little bit of corruption tonight.
Still need to roll.
That's right. Corruption roll for tonight is 5.
Oh,
fate point. You got a fate point?
Yeah, I was at 9.
Oh, that's right. You're at 9. Oh,
I was like, it's going to be a 1.
Just kidding, it wasn't 1, I'm just kidding.
Yay!
Yay, either way, right? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So.
This determines where my characters go.
Yeah, so I could do 2 if I wanted to. I'm just like,
so we will continue then next week with Queen of Embers. How far are you guys into intermediate tier now?
I have 8
to 20 purchases.
No, sorry, we've. 4.
So 4 purchases.
Yeah.
You have 4 remaining.
No.
4 out of
purchases.
Oh, I see. 4 out of 20.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Makes sense. Okay. Well,
I think I'll take that rank in warfare.
Yeah.
Ooh, I got 4 coins.
You got 4 coins.
All right. So we'll continue next week, Queen of Embers. Thank you all for listening. Thank you to our patrons for your patronage. Thanks for supplying us with rations.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Pop food. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it. See you next week. Bye.
Bye, guys.
There you go.
Outro music.
Put that salt in there.
Da-ba-da.